Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple-minute riff on IT and IT security. Live from the airport. You may have caught the study. It was released yesterday on USB drives. The scientists at the University of Illinois went ahead and dropped out a number of USB drives, and 297 to be exact, and then looked to see how many people would pick them up. Now, it's not going to surprise you that people did pick them up. I was not surprised. I doubt many security people would be surprised. I did a very similar pen test with my team about a year ago at a university using the rubber ducky, and all we simply did was swap the case so the case looked just like a university-approved device. People plug it in. University of Illinois found that about 48% of the people plugged it in, about half. Again, not a surprise. Actually, maybe a little bit surprised. I would have thought more people would have plugged it in. But about half the people plugged it in, browsed for files, which then called back. And, of course, that's the attack vector. Plug in the drive, system gets infected, it calls back. This got me wondering. All right, let's say half the people are going to plug in the USB drive. Why? Well, number one reason why is that there really isn't any consequences. I mean, how often have you plugged in a USB drive and had something bad wrong happen to you? I know it's something we talk about, but when was the last time you plugged in a USB drive from a trade show or something you found on your desk and had something bad wrong happen to you? And I'm ruling out that something bad wrong happened to you being coworkers, if you work at a security company, not to name any names, but I'm talking about me, and you know who you are. If you're watching this video, don't think I didn't know it was you. I did. Revenge is coming. But normal people, does it happen often? Not really. I don't think so. I was actually trying to find some stats. I couldn't find any good statistics on how often malware is replicating over USB drives. Seems kind of like a kludgy way to do it in this day and age of phishing attacks and drive-by downloads and everything else. Why would you even go old school media? So if anyone has seen a good study on how often that occurs, hey, drop me a line, let me know. I'm very curious. But I will say this points to the need for a good internal threat intelligence. How often have you been infected because someone plugged in a USB drive in your environment? Let's say you got 10,000 employees. How often has this happened? How often has this been a problem? If it hasn't happened the past few years, and you're thinking about retrofitting all your computers to put in USB controls, maybe you could spend your time elsewhere, right? Maybe that's a good roadback item. Put it on the put it on the roadmap, and wait till the new build of the computers come out, and then push out the controls. Is it really mitigating a risk? If it isn't, let's not spend time on it. This goes back to minimalism. This goes back to getting good data into our intelligence programs that informs decision-making. Yes, yes, we know people are going to plug in USB drives. Yes, we know half the time they're going to insert them and see what's on them. Is that really a risk? That depends on your environment. And if you can't answer that, it's probably not worth spending a lot of time trying to mitigate it. Take it easy.